Farm Network.
The pace of sugar beet development across the Red River Valley varies considerably. SipCam Agro account manager Jeff Pewitt is seeing those differences within the same factory district.
You've got beets that are just coming out of the ground down in the southern part of the Moorhead district, et cetera, because it got planted into dry dirt. And then in the right down the road where the guy got in a few days earlier and got some moisture and got it up, they literally are going to close the rows this week, and with the rains and the humidity and things like that we've got, they may actually have to start spraying for diseases a little on the early side in that field while they're just coming up in the other one.
Hewitt says the diverse stages of development can complicate things for the sugar beet grower.
If he just wants to do a spray schedule and stay on it, the timing won't be right from one field to the next, so that probably complicates his timing a little bit there. It also makes a different spray schedule on the field that's way far along. He might have to do a fifth spray in that field, where the ones that are just coming up, you know, depending on the weather, he might only have to do three. So it ultimately makes that every field has to be analyzed separately.
There are isolated